B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph, and we're going to start 14 lines down from the top of the Omed. Tonu Rabbonon. We learned in the Braisa, Ein Oimdim Lehispalil Loi Mitoich Din. A person should not start davening when he's just been engaged in the intricate details of a lawsuit. Veloi Mitoich Dvar Halacha, and not when engaging in the complications of a halachic discussion, ela mitoich halacha psuka, just learned before davening a very clear-cut halacha. Vehechadomi halacha psuka, what's an example of a very clear-cut halacha where there's no questions, no answers, and nothing that will risk distracting our attention when davening? Omar Abaya, ki hadar abzera, Abaya said a typical example of a halacha psuka is the halacha of Rab Zeira, the Omer Rab Zeira, Benois Yisrael, the women of Klal Yisrael, Hichmiru al Atzmon, they accepted upon themselves this chumra, She'afilu royo is tipas dam kecharadl, even if they only see a tiny drop of blood, the size of a mustard seed, Yoysheves oleo shivon nekiim, that before becoming toher, after going to the mikveh, they have to first wait 7 completely clean days. Even though the halacha of Shiva Nekiim is said on Ziva and not on Nidois, and nonetheless, because some people don't know all the intricate details of when are the Yemei Nidois, when are the Yemei Zivois, and all the complications with the Cheshbonos, so the Benois Yisrael were machmir on themselves that any amount of dam they see, however small, they're going to be machmir for Zivois and b'yoysheves shivonikim. That's a halacha that's very clear cut, there's no discussion about it, there's no questions on it, and being involved or engaged in that halacha before davening will not disturb us during davening. Rava Omar, Rava says a different example of a halacha psuka. Kihodar of Hoishia, Domar of Hoishia, Ma'arim Odom al Tvuosoi Umachnisa b'moitz shelo, k'dei she'tehei behemto yicheles uptura min ha'maisar. We know that grain has to be taken trumas and maisras from it. Now there's a loophole in the halacha, it's not really a loophole, it's the halacha that a person is only mechuyev to take maisa once he brings the grain into his home after having taken care of the grain, that it's already been removed from the chaff, and he brings it into the house. If, however, he brings it into his house whilst the grain is still in the chaff, it's not yet the gemar melacha, then he's potter from maisa. Being potter from maisa means that he's allowed to let his animals eat from it, and even he himself is allowed to eat from it before taking maisa, as long as it's just arai and it's not achilas keva. And this is a very straightforward, clear-cut halacha that a person can use this knowledge of this halacha, this loophole, that if you bring the grain into your house whilst it's still in the chaff, that you're potter from maisa, if you want to feed your animals from this tvua without having to take maisa first, make sure to take the tvua, the grain, into your home before removing it from the chaff. V'iboy seima, if you want a different halacha, psuka kihodur of huna, Domer of Huna, Omer of Zira, Hamekiz Dam Bebehemas Kochim. If somebody takes blood from an animal that's hektish, Osur Behano Umoyalin Boy. Even though in other places it says in the Gemara that there's no Me'ila on the blood of a korban, but that's only if you shechted it, you slaughtered the behema the way you were supposed to in the Beis HaMikdash. Now the dam, the blood is only meant to go on the Mizbeach, and there's no halachas of Me'ila. But here, where he's just taking blood from this animal, it's subject to all the halachas of Me'ila. It's osur b'hano, one's not allowed to derive any benefit from the dam. And if he did derive benefit from it, then he's been oivis, transgressed Me'ila with all its consequences. Continues the Gemara, Rabbonon ovdi kamas nisin. The Rabbonon did what it says in the Mishnah, that they would daven mitoich koived roish, with reverence and with a certain humility, as we saw when we learnt the Mishnah on the Flamed Omed Beis. Rav Ashi ovid kebraisa, and Rav Ashi would do like it says in the Braisa we just learnt now, that a person should daven mitoich halacha psuka. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, ein oimdim leispalil. a person should not rise to daven lo mitech atzus, not in a mood of sorrow, v'lo mitech atzlus, and not with laziness, v'lo mitech schoik, and not with laughter, v'lo mitech sicha, and not with ridiculous chatter. Rashi explains the type of chatter which is litzonus, v'lo mitech kalus roish, and not coming from or with lightheadedness, v'lo mitech dvarim betelim, and not from idle chatter, stam dvarim betelim, elo mitech simcha shel mitzvah. He should daven after being engaged in the joy of a mitzvah. And this simcha shel mitzvah, Rashi says, is divrei Torah, which include in it tanchumin and shevach, as we're going to see in a minute. V'chein, similarly, not only that these are conditions of the way that we're supposed to daven, it's also the way you're supposed to take leave of your friend. Lo yipotir odom mechaveri, you should not take leave from your friend. Lo yimitech sicha, v'lo yimitech schoik, v'lo yimitech kalus roish, v'lo yimitech dvarim betelim, elo mitech dvar halacha. When you leave your friend, you should leave mitech dvar halacha. And others, Agoras here, the Vilna Gaon changes it, elo mitech simcha shel mitzvah. And what is the simcha shel mitzvah? We're going to see now. Shekein motzinu, we find a similar concept b'neviim or rishonim. In the sfarim of the neviim, others take out the word rishonim, but in the sfarim of the neviim, shesimu, they concluded the neviim divreim b'divrei shevach b'tanchumen, with praise to Hashem and consolation that everything, even though there's tzaros, everything would work out well at the end. And that is the simcha shel mitzvah, divrei Torah that calls it simcha. V'chein, others take out the word v'chein, tona mori bar berei dervuna berei dervirme bar abba. Al yipotir odom mechaveroi elo mitech dvar halocha. When taking leave of your friend, make sure you do so from a dvar halocha. Shemitech kach zochrehu, because when you leave him, you're saying a dvar halocha, it will help your friend remember you. Ki hodur of kahana, we find this concept with a story that happened to Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana alvei l'Rav Simi bar Ashi. Rav Kahana escorted Rav Simi bar Ashi mipum Nahara, from a place called Pum Nahara, ad Beit Zanisa de Bovel, to a place called Beit Zanisa where the palm trees were in Bovel. Kimota lahosom, when they came to this place Beit Zanisa in Bovel, Omar le Rav Kahana said to Rav Simi bar Ashi, Mar, my master, vadai de omri inchi hani tzanisa de bovel isnuhu meodom rishin vadhashta. Is it true, is it possible that there's truth in what people say, that these palm trees of Bovel existed from the time of Odom Rishin until now? Omar le, Rav Simi answered him back, at Charoton Milsa Derbi Yisibur B'chanina, you've now reminded me, by mentioning these palm trees, you reminded me of something that I heard from Rabbi Yisibur B'chanina. Domer Rabbi Yisibur B'chanina, Maidich Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Bo'oretz Loi Ovar Bo'ish V'lo Yoshav Odom Shom, referring to a land that no person passed by and no person settled there. Asks the Gemara, V'chima Achar Deloi Ovar Heich Yoshav, it's self-understood that if no person passes there, that they cannot settle there. Why does the Pasuk say both Be'eret le'ovar bo'ish and v'le'yoshav odom shom? Elo le'mer l'cho, to teach us. Kol eretz she'gozar ole'o odom rishon le'yishuv nisyashva. Any land, any place that Odom Rishon decreed that it was going to be settled with people, Rashi says that he even decreed that there would be date palms there, then that's what would happen later on in time. V'chol eretz sheloi gozar olea Odom Rishon liyishuv, if Odom Rishon did not decree that certain place would be settled in, loi nisyashva, then it wasn't going to be settled later on in time. And that's coming back to the Pasuk, Bo'oretz loy ovar bo'ish, the reason that nobody passed there is because lo yoshav odom shom, because Odom Rishon didn't decree that people should dwell there. And this is a halacha that he remembered because Rav Sheshes mentioned the palm trees. Continues the Gemara, Rav Mordechai alveil Rav Simi bar Ashi, Mehagrunya v'ad beikipi. Rav Mordechai would escort Rav Simi bar Ashi from the place of Hagrunya until the place of Beikipi, a place where there were many bridges. V'omri lo ad beidura, and others say till the place called Beidura. And in the Gemara in Soita Daf Memvov, there's more elaboration on this whole sugya in the halachas of how far a person has to escort his friend when leaving. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon. Hamispalil, when somebody is davening, tzorech sheyichavin es libo el Hashemayim, he has to direct his thoughts to Hashem. Some say this means that he has to understand the words that he's saying. Abba Shaul Oimir. Abba Shaul said, Simon Ledova. I haven't got absolute proof to this concept, but an indication I found in a pasuk. The pasuk says, Tochin libom takshiv oznecho. That in Tehillim it says that if Klal Yisrael will be tochin libom, that they will direct their thoughts and their heart to the tefillah, that's going to help that takshiv oznecho, that you Hashem will listen to their tefillahs. Continues the Gemara. Tanya, Omer Reb Yehuda, Kachoye min hoge shel Reb Akiva. Reb Akiva had a custom, Kashahoye mispalil im atzibur, when he would daven with the whole tzibur, Hoye mekatzir, he would daven very short and finish his tefillah, mipnei teirach tzibur, in order not to burden the tzibur. When he would daven on his own, if somebody would leave the Beis HaMedrash whilst Rabbi Akiva was davening in one corner, when this person would come back later on, he would find that Rabbi Akiva, who was either in the middle or finished his tefillah, was on the other corner of the Beis HaMedrash. Why is he getting from one corner to the next in the whilst davening Shemoneh Esra? Mipnei kriyos v'shtach avos, because of the many times that he would bow whilst davening. Continues the Gemara. Omer Reb Chiya bar Abba, lo'oy lom yispalil odom bebayis shesh b'chaloinos. A person should daven in a room where there are windows. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk in Daniel, v'chavin psichon lei. The windows were open to that room where Daniel was davening. Continues the Gemara. Yochel yispalil odom kol hayom kulay. Could it be that a person can daven or should daven all day? He says kvar mefurosh al yedei Daniel. Daniel said explicitly in that same pasuk, v'zimnin tlosa b'yoma, etc. V'goymer, that the time of davening is three times a day. Yochel mishabo l'goyla hu cholo. Could it be that Daniel started this custom of davening three times every day only when he was exiled? Kvarnema, it says in that same pasuk, Dihava Oved min Kadmas Dino. This was a custom that Daniel was always used to doing even before he was exiled. Yochel Yisbalil Odom Lachol Ruach Sheyirtze. Could it be that a person can daven in any direction he wants? Talmud Leimar, it says in that same pasuk, Neged Yerushalem, which means that he should face Yerushalayim when davening. Yochel Yehei Kileles. Could it be that the three tefillahs that he davened, you can daven them in all in one time? Kvar mefurosh al yedei David. David HaMelech already said explicitly in a pasuk in Tehillim, Erev v'voiker v'tzaharayim asicha, that I would daven in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. So you see that the three tefillahs each have their very own unique time when they should be said. Yochel yashmi akoylo b'tfilosei. Can it be that a person is allowed to raise his voice when davening? Kvar mefurosh al yedei Chana. We see in the psukim regarding the tefillah of Chana, that's the mother of Shmuel, that she, when she davened, shenemar, it says in the pasuk, v'koylo lo yishomea. When she davened, her voice could not be heard. So you see that the appropriate way of davening is without raising one's voice. Yochel yishal odom tzrochov v'achar kach yispalil. Could it be that a person is first allowed to ask for his own personal needs, which is what we know as the middle 12 brachos of Shemoneh Esra, v'achar kach yispalil, and only then he will praise Hashem by saying the first three brachos? Kvar mefurosh al yedei Shloima. Shloima Melech was mesiachas to this, and he said in the pasuk shenemar, lishmoya el horino ve'el hatfilo. One should first sing when davening, and then one should daven. One should say tefillah. Rino, what's the song part of tefillah? Zu tefillah, that's what we said before, yispalil, is the praise part, which is the first three brachas. Tefillah, when it says ela rino ve'ela tefillah, after rino, then tefillah, zu bakosha, that's when he can ask for his own supplications, and those are the middle brachas of Shemoneh Esra. Continues the Gemara. Ein oymir dvar bakosha achar emes v'yatziv. One should not start the 12 brachas asking for one's own needs after emes v'yatziv, which means at the beginning of Shemoneh Esra, before the first three brachas. Aval achar atfila, after the davening, afilu kaseid of vidui shel yom kippurim, even if you want to have bakoshris, you want to beseech Hashem for everything you need and anything you need, even as lengthy as the vidui of Yom Kippur, Oimer, he can say there the end of Shmoyne Esra. Itmar Nami, Omer of Chia Bar Ashi, Omer Rav, we also heard this in the name of Rav. Afal Pisha Omru, Shoyel Odom Tzrochov B'Shemea Tfilo. Even though a person is allowed to ask for his own personal needs in the middle of the Brocha, we know as Shema Kaleinu. Imbo Loimar Achat Filosoi, if he's going to ask for his own bakoshas, his own needs, at the end of the tefillah, afilu kaseida shleima kippurim oimer, he can even be as lengthy as the tefillah we say at the end of Shmoneh Esrei on Yom Kippur, which is very long. And from here the Mefarshim learn that if one asks for one's own needs in the bracha of Shema Kaleinu, he should keep it short. Continues the Gemara. Omar Vamnuna, Kamo Hilchasa Gevirta, there are some very important halachas. Ika lemashma mehani kroi dechano. We can learn from the psukim, from the way the Torah told us the story and everything that transpired with Chano at the time. The Gemara is going to start. V'chano hi medaberes al libo. That Chano davened with something that was on her heart. From here we see that when a person davens, then he has to direct his thoughts, his heart has to be with his davening. The pasuk carries on, Rak sfoseo nois, only her lips were moving. Mikan mispalil sheyachtech besfoso. From here you see that it's not good enough to think the tefillah, to feel the tefillah. A person has to say the tefillah, he has to pronounce the letters with his lips. V'koila lo yishomea, the next words in the pasuk, her voice could not be heard. Mikan sheoso lehagbia koila bitfilosoi, it's one should not raise one's voice when davening Shmoneh Esrei. Vayachshaveo Eili Lashikaira, Eili thought that she was drunk because it wasn't commonplace at that time to daven silently. Mikan Sheshikair Osur Lispalil. One thing you clearly see from here, irrespective of whether indeed she was drunk or not, but you see that a drunk person is not allowed to daven. Continues the Gemara. It says in the Pasuk, Vayoimer Eileo Eili Admosai Tishtakr. Tishtakorin, Eli said to her, how long are you going to be drunk? V'goymer, etc. Omer Belozo, from the fact that Eli turned to her and asked her, why are you davening in a drunken state? Mikan, from here you see, L'roya b'chaveri, that if you see your friend is a dovo she'ene hogun, something that's improper, tzorich lo'ichichoy, a person is obligated to reprove him, to give him musa and teichocha, to try and set him straight. Continues the Gemara. What did Chano answer to Eli? Vatan Chano vatoimer loy adoini, no, my master. Omar ulavi teimer b'yesi berchanina. Omro lei Chano said to Eli, loy odoin ato b'dovo zeh, you are not the master. Loy odoin, not no, my master. No, my master. You are not a master on this topic. V'loy ruach hakodesh sheir alecha, and nor does ruach hakodesh arrest on you. She'ata choshdeini, you suspect me, you accuse me b'dovro zeh of davening when I'm drunk. Ikedo amra, others say, omro lei, Chana said to Eli, loy odoin ato, are you not a master? Lav ikah shchina v'ruach hakodesh kabach, is the shchina and ruach hakodesh not on you? She dantani lekaf choiva, that you judged me unfavorably, v'loy dantani lekaf schos, you did not judge me favorably. Milo Yodis, do you not know the Isha Kshas Ruach Onoichi, that I am a person with a very aggravated and sad spirit, and V'yayin V'sheich Oloi Shosisi, I didn't drink any wine or beer, so how could you accuse me? Omer Rebelozo Mikan Lenechshad B'dovor She'ein Boy, this is a source that if somebody has been accused of something that he's truly innocent of, She'tzorich Lohidioi, one should tell the person accusing him of one's innocence. Continues the Gemara with the next pasuk, Al titein es amoscho lifnei bas belial. Where Chana asked Eli, don't put or don't give your maidservant, referring to herself, before a bas belial. And bas belial means a lawless person. Rashi in Parshas Ra'eh says belial means bli oil, without the yoke of Torah and mitzvahs. He says, don't put me in that bracket. Omer Belozo, Mikan l'shikar shemispalil ki'ilu eved avodah zarah. Eli accused her of being drunk and davening in a drunken state. Her response was, don't put me in the same bracket as Bas Beliel. So you see from here that if somebody does daven when they're in a drunken state, then they are compared to Bas Beliel. What is Bas Beliel? Those who serve Avodah Zarah. Ksiv Hoche, it says here, Lifnei Bas Beliel. Chano used the term Bas Beliel. Uksiv Halsam, and elsewhere it says, in Parashas Re'eh, Yotzu Anoshim Bnei Beliel Mikirbecha, that Avodah Zarah will emerge from your midst. Malah Alon Avodah Zarah, in the same way as in Parashas Re'eh, the Bnei Beliel are talking about and referring to people who serve Avodah Zarah, Afkan, so to here, when Chano said Bas Beliel, she was referring to Avodah Zarah. And so you see from here that had she davened in a drunken state, it would be compared to people serving Avodah Zarah. Continues the Gemara. Vayan Eli Vayomer, Eli responded to Chano and said, Lechi L'Sholim, go to peace. Omer Belazo, Mikan L'Choyshed Es Chaveri B'Dovar She'im Boi. From here you see that if you accuse somebody of doing something wrong and it proves that the other person is innocent, Shatzorich L'Faisoi, you have to reconciliate with him, you have to appease him. V'Loi Oid, not only that, Elo Shatzorich L'Varchoi, you have to even give him a bracha, Shenemar, as it says, in that same pasuk, V'ilukei Yisrael Yitin Es Sheiloseich, Hashem should answer your requests, what you're missing, you should indeed merit having a child. Continues the Gemara. It says in the Psukim regarding Chano, Vatidoir Neder Vatoimar, Hashem Tzvokois. She addressed Hashem by the name of Hashem Tzvokois. And Tzvokois means a master of legions. Omer Abelazo, Miyem Shebora Kodesh Baruch Eselomi, from the time Hashem created the world, Loihoya Odom Shekori La Kodesh Baruch Tzvokois, nobody addressed Hashem as a master of legions. Ad Sheboso Chano, until Chano came, Vekorosoi Tzvokois, and Chano referred to Hashem as the master of legions. It was clear that what Chano was asking from Hashem is she was asking Hashem to respond to her with this attribute of being the master of legions. And the Gemara is going to explain. Omro Chano lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chano turned to Hashem and said, Ribbono shel Olam Hashem, mikol tzivei tzvokos shebarasa ba'olamcha, from all the very many legions that you created in your world, kosher be'inecho shetiteni ben echod, is it difficult for you to give me one son? Moshe l'moad dov adoimer. Going to give a moshel. The Melech Bas Avadom, a man made of flesh and blood, she also suda la'avodov, he made a big meal, a big feast for his servants. Bo oni echod v'omad ala Pesach, a poor person came and stood at the door. Omar lehem, he said to all the people feasting, tnu li pruso achas, give me one piece of bread. V'lo yishgichu alov, they ignored him. Dochak, this poor person pushed his way in, v'nichnas etzel ha-melech, and he got close enough to the king that he could speak to him. Omer Lei, and he said to the king, Adoni HaMelech, my master the king, Mikol Suda Shasiso, from this whole lavish feast that you made, Kosher Beinecho, is it hard for you, Litani Prusa Achas, to give me one slice of bread? Continues the Gemara. Chano said to Hashem, Vatidur Neder Ratoimer Hashem Tzvoko, he says, we just saw, Imroi Tire. What does it mean, Imroi Sire? That if you will notice, she was saying that she was asking Hashem to notice Ba'oni Amosecha, to notice the pain and the affliction of his maidservant, referring to herself, etc. What's this double term, Ro'i Sire? If you'll notice, if you'll double notice, Ro'i Sire, Omer Belozo, Omer Chano Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chano said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Im Ro'i, if you can see my plight, Mutav is good. V'im lav, if not, sire, I'll do something that, so to speak, you'll be forced to see my plight. What am I going to do? Eileich v'istatir b'fnei elkono ba'ali. We know this halacha, that a woman is not allowed to seclude herself with a person other than her husband. She said, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to seclude myself with a strange male, a strange man, in front of Elkanah, my husband. He'll see me. He'll warn me and tell me not to do it. I will not listen to him. V'kiven demistatarna, and because they're going to catch me in a secluded place, mashkuli mei soita, they'll make me drink the water of the soita. V'iyah to'isa to'roscha plaster, and it's clear to me that you, Hashem, will not turn your Torah into a lie. And what does it say in your Torah? Shenemar, it says, v'niksa, that a woman who is accused, who is secluded in a place and accused of possibly doing an Avera, and she's proven innocent, she did not do an Avera with that strange man, Yuledes v'nizra ozara, and she'll merit having offspring. So Chana said, I'll do that, and then it says in the Torah that I'll merit offspring, and then you'll give me a child. Says the Gemara, Honicha leman d'oma im hoisa akora nifkedes shapir. When it says in the Pasuk that by a Saita who's proven that she did not do the Avera, v'niksa, if she's proven innocent, v'nizra ozora, and she'll deserve offspring, so those who say that this means that even somebody who's barren will merit children, shapir, we can understand Chana's plan. However, there are some who say that v'niksa, v'nizra ozora, doesn't mean that if she's barren she'll have children, it means something else, in which case we'll need another explanation why it says ro'i siret. Elo lamando oma, according to those opinions who hold that v'nizra ozora doesn't mean that if you couldn't have children you'll now have children. It means as follows: im hoiso yeledes b'tzar, if she was used to giving birth very, very painfully, yeledes berevach, she'll give birth with ease. Nekevois, if she was used to having girls, yeledes zachorim, she'll merit having boys. Shchorim, if her children were too dark, yeledes levonim, she'll be deserving of having lighter colored children. Ktzorim, if they're too short, yeledes aruchim, she'll have taller children. But, and in this whole list, it doesn't say if she was barren, she would have children. So if so, what did Chana mean by ro'i tzire according to this opinion? Ma'ikel emeimer, what are we going to say? Tanya, we actually find in a brisa that there are two such opinions. V'niksa v'nizra ozora, melamed she'im hoisa akora, if she was barren, nifkedes, she's going to have children, divi Rabbi Shmuel. And that's how we explained Chana, im ro'i sire, that if you see me as good, and if not, I'll use this ploy of Rabbi Shmuel, that I'll drink the waters of the Soita, and then my state of being barren, I'll have children. Omale Rabakiva, but Rabakiva argued with Rabbi Shmuel and said, Im kein yelchu kola akoris kulon vistatru. If you, Rabbi Shmuel, are right that the Pasuk is guaranteeing that somebody who doesn't have children will have children, then all those people who don't have children, they'll go and they'll transgress the Avera of Yichud with a strange man, and those that, being in a state of Yichud, did not do an Avera, nifkedes, they'll have children, they'll be remembered, and they'll have children. And the truth is, the Mefarashim ask that this question of Rabbi Akiva should apply anyway. If a woman gives birth, b'tzar, with a lot of pain, she'll play this trick in order to have an easier birth. And for that, the Mefarashim say that no woman would go so far as to doing such a serious Avera and undergoing the whole humiliation of Saita just in order to have an easier birth. But a woman who has no children, who's barren, she'll go to the nth degree and use any tool in her hands in order to be able to have children. And therefore Rabbi Akiva said, all those who are barren will use the Saita parasha in order to have children. Ela, he says, that cannot be pshat in the pasuk of Niksa of Nizra Zora. Melamed is teaching us as follows: Shem hoiso yiledes b'tzar, if she was having children with a lot of pain, yiledes berevach, she'll have them with more ease. Ktzorim, if they were short, yiledes arukim. Shchorim, yiledes levonim. Achas, if she only had one child at a time, yiledes shnayim, she may merit having twins. But if she was barren, there's no guarantee she would have children. If so, my imro'i sirah. So we're back to our original question. If so, what did Chana mean by saying to Hashem, imro'i sirah? It says the Gemara, Dibra Torah Koloshen Bnei Adam. The language of the Torah is the language of men, and it's just common to speak ro'i sirah, the double term people often use it a double term. And here the Mefarashim ask that, what does it mean, Dibra Torah Koloshen Bnei Adam? This was Koloshen Bnei Adam, this was Chana talking. It wasn't the Torah talking and saying an extra word and we say the Torah spoke like men. This was man talking. So the Mefarshim say that it's not about what Chana said, it's about the way the Torah told us about what Chana said. Every word in the Torah, even when it's explaining and narrating to us something that people did, it's got a din of Torah, it's called Torah. So if the Torah told us about what Chana said and used the term Ro'i Sireh, it's called Divrei Torah, and the Divrei Torah is Koloshen Bnei Adam. Continues the Gemara. We're going back to Chana. What did Chana say? After saying Vatidor Neder Vatoimer Hashem Tzvokis, Imro O Yisire, what was she begging Hashem to see about her? So she said as follows. The pasuk goes, Imro O Yisire Ba'oni Amosecho, with the poorness, with the needs of your maidservant. Uzchartani v'loy tishkach es amosecho, if you'll remember me and not forget your maidservant. V'nosato l'amosecho, and you will give to your maidservant. Zera anoshim, human offspring, male offspring, we'll see soon what that means. But in the meantime, we see in the pasuk that she used the term amosecho, maidservant, three times. V'oni amosecho, v'loy tishkach es amosecho, v'nosato l'amosecho. These three times that she mentioned the word maidservant, why? What do they correspond to? Omro Chano lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Chano was saying to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Hashem, shloisha bidkei misa barasa b'isha. There are three times where a woman is inspected whether she's deserving to die or not. V'omri lo, and some say shloisha divkei misa. There are three times where death bonds with a woman if she's not careful. Ve'elu hein, and what are they? Nida, the halachos of Tara, v'chala, hafroshes chala, v'adlokas neir, and lighting Shabbos candles. Klum ovarti, did I violate al achas mem, any one of them? So she said, three times I'm osecho, I'm subservient to you with all the three halachos that would make me deserving to die, and I was clear on all of them. Why can I not have children? And what did she ask for? Says the Gemara, V'nosato la'amoscho zera anoshim. She asked that she should be given male offspring. Asks the Gemara, my zera anoshim, what's this male offspring? She should ask for offspring. Oma Rav. Rav explained, Gavra beguvrin, a man between men. Somebody who's unique, somebody who's outstanding. That's what she was davening for. Shmuel Omar. Shmuel said that she was davening, Omar Zera Shemoishach Shnei Anoshim, I want offspring that's going to anoint two kings. Uman Inun, when she actually did have a child called Shmuel, Shmuel anointed two kings. Who were they? Shaul HaMelech and David HaMelech. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Zera Sheshokul Kishnei Anoshim, she was asking for offspring that was equal to two men. Who was Shmuel equal to? Uman Inun, Moshe v'Aaron. Shmuel on his own was equal to both Moshe and Aaron. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Moshe v'Aaron b'choyanov, u'Shmuel b'koyrei Shmoy. That Moshe and Aaron doing the kahuna, and Shmuel who was calling out to Hashem. So you see that Shmuel's koyach for tefillah was parallel and equal to the total of Moshe and Aaron together. Rabbanon Omri, the Rabbanon explained, what does it mean, Zera Anoshim? Zera Shemuvla Bein Anoshim. A person who's absorbed between other people, he doesn't stick out. And the Gemara is going to explain. Ki Osir of Dimi, Omar of Dimi explained, what does it mean, a person who doesn't stick out? Loi Oruch, not too tall, Loi Gut, not too short, Loi Cotton, not too thin, Loi Ilim, and not too large, Loi Tzocher, not too white, not too pale, Loi Gichur, not too red, not too ginger, v'lei chochem, not to be too clever that people would wonder, wow, this is brilliant, and make an ayin hara, v'lei tipesh, and not that the child should not be a fool. Continues the Gemara that at some point later, when she actually brought Shmuel, she had her child, and at 2 years old, she came to the Beis HaMikdash, she came to Eli HaKohen, and she said, ani ho'isha hanitzeves imcha. I am that woman that was standing with you back then. If you remember, you accused me of being drunk. You gave me a brocha. He's my child. Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Mikan she'osa leishev b'soich arba amis shel tfila. From the fact that she said, Hanitzeves imcho, I was standing with you, then some explain, Rashi says that imcho means that you were also standing. Why was Eli standing? Because she was davening within four amis, away from Eli, and you're not allowed to sit within four amas that somebody's davening, so he also stood. Tosus explains that the imcha means that you were with me, but not close enough within my four amas. You were sitting outside the four amas, in the fifth amma. The reason you were sitting there, not closer, is because I was davening. Continues the Gemara, El Hanar Hazeis Balolti. So she was telling Eli, this is the child that I davened for. Omar Beloza. Rabbi Elazar says that there was a very dramatic event that happened here. And there's a discussion in the Mefarshim whether the whole event actually happened at this point when Shmuel was just 2 years old, or whether the Gemara uses the words Elanar Azeh Spalolti, I davened for this child, to as a springboard to tell us about something that happened many years later, but it didn't actually happen then. What happened? Let's see the story. Shmuel Moira Halocha Lifnei Rabbi Hoyo. He had paskened a halocha in front of his Rebbe. His Rebbe was Eli HaKohen, and here the Mefarshim ask that at 2 years old, Eli wasn't his Rebbe yet, and Shmuel certainly wouldn't have been deserving of any punishment at that young age. So that's why they say that really this happened much later, and it's just annexed to this pasuk that she said now. Others say that even though Eli was not his Rebbe yet, but he was the Godel HaDor and had the same halacha as a Rebbe. Either way, let's see what happened. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Vayishchatu es hapor, they slaughtered the bull, Vayuvi'uhu es hanar el Eli, and they brought the little child, this nar, Shmuel, to Eli HaKohen. Ask the Gemara, Mishumdu Vayishchatu es hapor, because they slaughtered the bull, Hiviu hanar el Eli, they brought Shmuel to Eli, what's one got to do with the other? Elo omar lehen Eli. Eli said to the people around him, Kiru Kohen, summon a Kohen leisa v'lishchot. He should come and do the shechita. Chazinu Shmuel dava mahadri basar Kohen the mishchat. Shmuel saw that they were looking for a Kohen to do the shechita. Omar Lui said to them, Lama l'chula adure basar Kohen the mishchat. Why are you looking for a Kohen to do the shechita? Shechita bazar k'sheira. Even somebody who's not a Kohen is allowed to do the shechita. Aisu l'kamei de'eli. They brought Shmuel in front of Eli. Omar Lei. Eli said to Shmuel, Minolachaha, where do you know this halacha from? Omar Lei, Shmuel said to Eli, Miksiv v'shochat ha-kohen, is there a pasuk anywhere that says, v'shochat ha-kohen, a kohen should shecht? V'ekrivu ha-kohenim, it says that the kohenim are the ones that have to bring near the korban, ksiv. And what's called v'ekrivu? Mikabola v'eilech mitzvahs kuna. This is learnt out from a Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Aleph, that v'ekrivu is the kabolas adam, receiving the blood. Mikan from heyisi l'shchita shekshera bezor. Only the receiving the blood and taking the blood and sprinkling the blood, all that has to be with a kohen. But the doing the shchita, even somebody who's not a kohen can do that. Omar Lei, Eli responded to Shmuel, Meimar Shapik Omras, you're correct, every word you said is right. Miu, however, Moira Alocha Bifnei Rabchaat, you're paskening Alocha in front of your Rebbe. V'chol Moira Alocha Bifnei Rabboi, Chayev Misa, somebody who rules, gives a halachic ruling in front of his Rebbe is liable to death. And Chana obviously heard about this dialogue between Eli and Shmuel, and she went hysterical. Asya Chano, the Kotzovcho Kamesh, Chano came and cried in front of Eli. And Nio Isha Nitzeves Imcho Bezev, Goimer, I was that woman that was here a few years ago, davening for a child, etc. Omar Lo, so Eli said to Chano, Shivki li de onche, leave it to me, let me punish him. Ubeine Rachme, Vyoiv Lachorov, Rabba Mine, and I'll daven that you should have a child even greater than Shmuel. Omar Lo, she said, no, Elanar Azeis Palolti. I davened for this child, and this is the child that I want to keep. And it's amazing. Even a child that is deserving of Misa, and you're promised a better child, we don't give up on any child. Continues the Gemara. V'chano hi medaberes al libo. The pasuk says that Chano davened on her heart. Omer belozum imshum Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra. What does it mean, al libo, on her heart? Al iske libo. She davened about something that was on her heart. Matters that were on her heart. Omra lefonov. She said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, kol ma shebarasa biisha. Everything that you created, every organ you created in a woman, lo ibarasa dovo echod levatola. Nothing was created without a purpose. Inayim lirois, eyes to see, vos naim lishmoya, and ears to hear, v'choitim loriach, and a nose to smell, per ledaber, a mouth to speak, yodayim lasis ben melocha, hands with which to work, raglayim lehalich behem, feet with which to walk, dadim lehenik behem, and the breasts were created in order to nurse a child. Dadim alolu shenosata alibi, these breasts that are on top of my heart, lomo, what are they for? Loi lehenik behem, not in order to nurse a child with them. Tenni ben, give me a child, va'anik ben, and I'll be able to nurse him with them. Continues the Gemara, Va'omer b'lozom mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra. Kol ha'yoshev b'tainis b'shabbos, somebody who fasts on Shabbos, and it takes a certain strength of character to do that. Everybody is basking in the pleasures of Shabbos, and he's afflicting himself, and he's fasting. In that merit, koirin lo yigzar dinoi shel shivim shono, they tear up a decree, even one that may have been given to this person when he was very young. A decree of 70 years is going to get torn up. Nonetheless, mimenu din oinik Shabbos, he may get punished for not keeping to the mitzvah of having pleasure on Shabbos. Maitikante, how can he rectify this? Omer of Nachum by Yitzchok, leisiv tanisa letanisa. He should do another tanis. He should fast again another day to atone for the fact that he fasted on Shabbos. Rashi says the next day on Sunday you should fast, others say it can be later on in the week, but if he fasts another tainis, that will atone for the fact that he fasted on Shabbos, and the fact that he fasted on Shabbos will contribute to tearing up a gzara din of 70 years. And Yemir Tashem, in the next shiur, we're going to continue from here.